Welcome to the Leaders with Leverage podcast. I'm your host and negotiation expert, Susie Tomanchuk. It's time to be your own advocate and negotiate for what you really want out of your career. Not simply the next role or additional compensation. I want to show you that negotiation happens each and every day so that you opt in and say yes with confidence. Together with other business leaders, you'll learn the essential skills you as a leader need to become that advocate. In growing your professional skills to increase confidence, gain respect, and become the future leader you're poised to be. And when you face a high-stakes situation, you're ready, no matter how high those stakes are. So let's do this. Let's lead with leverage. Hi, and welcome to Leaders with Leverage. I'm Susie Tomanchuk, and I'm so glad you're here. I love these segments. This is a solo segment I'm just going to talk about. I usually bring up topics that people have brought to me, either clients or people needing advice. Most of the time, they're clients. Oh, they're friends too, I guess. Yeah. So I wanted to talk about, I've talked on this platform before about being really clear about where you're going. And when you're clear about where you're going, beyond just the role you're in today, when you're clear about where you're going, it allows you to seed opportunities because you know where you're going. So if you want to be a part of a big project, if you want to present more to the senior team or to a broader group or get more exposure, those things are, you should be really clear about so that in those moments where you might even not realize that there's opportunity there, but you might be with a senior person. You might be able to just drop that idea in front of them and they'll kind of remind them that that's something that you want. And it might be filling a situation that they needed somebody to take on. So it's not just selfish. You're also seeding these ideas because somebody in the organization might need that need to be satisfied or that service or that, whatever you want it to be. So that's why I talk about being really clear about where you're going and sometimes asking people what you're really good at or where they see you next. I talked about that in one of the previous podcasts as well. But another way to kind of think about where opportunities lie is to look at what other people are getting in the organization and lead with curiosity. I remember early in my career, there were so many lessons, right? I feel like I start the story out by saying early in my career, because I think I have so many lessons to pull from. But I remember I was working for this guy, his name is Bob. And that's his real name, Bob. I just really loved working for Bob. Really, really smart. We had a staff meeting one day and he said, he was talking about this new project that he needed somebody to lead. And I remember thinking, wow, I wish I had the skills and experience to do that. I would love to do that. And I recognized that the role, the project had a huge ability to have exposure across the whole organization. And I remember just thinking, gosh, that would be so great. Maybe someday I can raise my hand and say I'd want to do something like that. And a couple days went by, he moved on to the next thing. And a couple days went by and I had my one-on-one with Bob and he asked me why I didn't tell him I wanted that role. And I was really surprised because I thought, well, you didn't tell me. And he said he didn't want to give it to somebody on the team. He wanted somebody to ask for it. And so guess who got it? Dan got it because Dan went to Bob and said, I'll take it. I want that role. And so Bob gave it to him. And Bob told me, Dan was not my first choice. You were my first choice. And so, oh my gosh, I remember being really embarrassed and kind of ashamed. Because it seemed like such an obvious thing. And I was like, why didn't I just say yes? And so I'm glad that Bob said that to me because it made me realize that opportunities, when we don't raise our hand and figure it out later, they just move on and they are no longer opportunities. So there's these moments of time that if we're not able to have enough confidence or understand our value, you know, what's the harm in figuring it out later? Dan just always led with that. So one thing that I like to tell people to do is don't be jealous of when somebody else gets promoted or there's other opportunities. Be curious. Go to that person and find out, you know, if you got somebody got to do some training or got to use an executive coach or was able to attend something that was not, you know, something that you would normally see them do in their role, ask them how they got selected for that. Or ask somebody if you could do that too. So being curious and seeing these opportunities around us, we don't always know that people are asking behind closed doors, you know, just in a one-on-one for these opportunities for them or opting themselves in. Hey there, love this podcast? I'm taking 10 seconds out of this episode to ask you to leave an honest review. More reviews on the show help us to reach more professionals who are ready to lead with leverage. Now let's continue the conversation. So think about that. Look around and find those opportunities. And if somebody does, and it's something that's really challenging, or you don't know exactly how to ask or frame that for your boss or show them the value, ask somebody else how they did it. How did they get that approval? And sometimes bosses are not the best advocates because they don't know the line of approvals that need to happen for everything like that. So if you have a peer that has a different reporting structure, if you find out how they did it, if they went to HR first and they seeded an idea and then they got that them to say yes and then they went back. And so if you can kind of go back and track through the path of how they got what they got, it will teach you that path, but it will also illuminate some other things that people might be getting or ways they get the opportunities that they find. So don't just think they're giving it to other people. Don't assume that you're just going to sit back and people are going to notice you and give you opportunities. You need to seed them for yourself. So I guess I want to give you advice to take away. One is be curious, see what people are getting around you. When an opportunity comes in front of you, make it your automatic response to say, yes, I want to do it. Even if you don't feel like you're ready, when you don't speak up, that's a no. You didn't even get the opportunity. And then believe in yourself. Understand that you will figure it out later. And don't look at those opportunities that other people are getting and just be envious of it. There's no reason to do that. There's enough opportunities for everybody. Really have an abundance mindset, because when you do get jealous or envious, what happens is it closes down it gives you emotions, and then it closes down your creativity to get you what you want. So there's just no use for that emotion. So change that from envy to curiosity and say, why not me? Make that your mantra. Why not me? And look for opportunities by asking lots of questions. So that's what I wish I would have known earlier on in my career. And it's what I tell my kids, actually. My three girls are in their 20s, and I'm also always telling them to go for it and just figure it out later. Always say yes, and don't assume no. So thanks for joining me. If you have any ideas or thoughts or questions that you want me to dive into for these solo segments, I would love to hear from you. If you share this podcast, I'd love it too. A 5-star helps the podcast wizards to put it in front of more people. And so I'd love that. So if you want to support me, that would be great. And if you're just here to listen and you keep coming back, I would just like to know. What is it about these tidbits that you really like? Because that's what I want to do. I want to provide impact to people. So if you gift that to me and tell me the impact that it might be having on you or something that you did, that would be just such a, I would love that. Would love it so much. I might just share it with my mom too. Thanks for joining me. This has been Leaders with Leverage solo episode, and I will see you next time. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Leaders with Leverage. If you're ready to continue your professional growth, commit to accelerating your career development, and say goodbye to that anxious feeling in your stomach anytime you need to advocate for yourself, then get my book, The Art of Everyday Negotiation Without Manipulation. In this book, you'll learn the essential steps to take before entering into any negotiation or conversation, any interaction in your day-to-day. You'll discover what the other party really needs and be clear about what you're going after. You'll bust through your fears and boost your confidence and embrace that negotiation truly happens all around us. Head to the link in the show notes for more, and you can even get a bonus if you buy it today.